Blog Talk Radio.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. But though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see.
I can for my people.
while the clouds roll back and the stars fill the night. That's when I'm gonna stand up, take my people with.
Welcome to Drive On's Connection on Wednesday. This is Antoinette, and tonight's class is going to be Aquarius and Black History Month. And it's going to be conducted by Brother Eddie, our numbers man. Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yeah, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear. How are you this evening?
Great, great, great. I'm doing great. How are you doing this evening?
I'm well, thank you. I'm well.
Good
I'm doing
hear.
Good. Yeah.
That's good. And as usual, let me greet the family and listening audience first with Ashe to the ancestors, Namaste to the elders, and much love and respect and honor to our family and listening audience for this time and space that you share with us. It is greatly appreciated. So, yes, 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 Sister Antoinette. Great, great, great to be on this first day of Black History Month. Black History Month, family.
Yes,
Black History Month and Aquarius.
Yeah.
And just a little first history on this. On February 7th, 1926, Carter G. Woodson initiated the first celebration of the Negro History Week, which led to Black History Month. Basically, it was intended for Black history curriculum to be taught throughout the year. But as we know, family, we still see from 1926 to 23, we still ain't teaching it as a curriculum. They're pushing LGBT curriculums and everything else, you know. And as this system has always did, put us on the back burner. So, again, family, we're going to show again how the names constantly change, but the numbers stay the same. So even with that, family, right quick, before Sister Antoinette gets started with current events, when we look at Aquarius, Aquarius is that 34, which is that 7. Black History Month equals 61. 6 plus 1 is 7, fam. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
But very interesting, when it was first introduced as Negro History Week, Negro History Week equals 70. That's still a 7. Remember, the names change, but the numbers remain the same. Negro is 20, which is 2. Black is 11, which is 2. Week is 17, which is 8. Month is 17, which is 8. They constantly change the names. The numbers remain the same. So we are going to get off into this first month of Black History on February. Once Sister Antoinette brings in some current events. So with that, Sister Antoinette, you can start off with your current events.
Okay. Well, one, I just found out a little while ago that there was a shooting in D.C. And, well, one person was killed. And the gunman, he did a, you know, shot in multiple locations. And one, I believe, was the subway. Is that what it's called? Subway? Or you catch the trains and stuff like that, I guess. Forgive me, y'all. I haven't been on the subway, so I truly don't know. But that happened today in D.C., which was, you know, a sad thing. And then, I don't know if y'all knew about the 13-year-old boy in D.C. that was shot. And it was, okay, I thought that was great popcorn. That was truly sad. So they're still investigating it. And, you know, that just broke my heart when I read that. And the little boy, you know, said, I'm just a kid. And for them to shoot him, and that just truly broke my heart. So I guess pretty soon they're going to be releasing the video with that, which is really a big tug at the heart. For my heart, it is. Okay, Brother Eddie, you got anything for them?
Oh, again, it's the chaos that is coming more to a head. As we've been saying, this year being the 7/2023, we're going to start seeing more of this, recognize more. We're becoming more and more aware.
Yeah.
All of these things are starting to become clear. So as time moves on through this year, a lot of things that we've been talking about to come to a head. So paying attention to different things, and the reason that we do pay attention to certain things that come our way is because these are things that we recognize that are wrong, that are out of order, that are part of the chaos. So it's the reason that we're recognizing, so we see the differential, but we know what it is we already have to do. If whatever we do starts directly at the home, then that's where we start. You don't need to go out and protest and this, that, no. You start right in the home with your children, grandchildren, your relatives and friends, and let that pebble that you are permeate outward like that ripple being tossed in a pond. So, yeah, we're going to constantly see these things where they never stopped. You know, it's just when they feel that there's a need to key in on certain things to basically help distract, to manipulate our thinking, to get it on something else other than what's actually happening, what they're doing, the diversionary tactic of the trick. So we have to be very mindful. But with this year being the seven, our awareness is a very high alert. So we're definitely on alert because people are definitely paying attention.
Yeah.
So, yes, it's, all we can always say is, you know, we're sorry, it tugs at our heartstrings, this, that, and the other, but at the end of the day, we have to be making progress to make real change, because that's what all of this is about. It's about this change that's going down, that's happening. So we need to be talking about things that will make a real change instead of being reactive, be proactive, because we just keep getting different scenarios with different names, but the same results keep coming up over and over and over again.
Yes, they do. You're absolutely right about that. Well, for me, y'all, I'm kind of excited about this. Even though I don't watch football, I couldn't tell you how they do any of that. My whole thing is they tap each other on the behinds, and there's something right about that. But the Eagles is going for the Super Bowl. So I think that's exciting because, as y'all know, I'm only like an hour away from Philadelphia, and Delaware doesn't really have a team that you know, plays in the National League. Is that what it is, Brother Eddie?
You know about as much football as I do. I used to remember, yeah, the National Football League and all that. I don't give a hoot about it. Because when you mentioned, you know, y'all ain't got no team there in Delaware, that's good. Because, see, your team is the Meta. So you turn those letters of team around, and you got Meta.
Oh. See,
the team is 14. That's the five. Our team is metaphysical, see, but we get caught up in the game. That's why game is 14, watching these people on the team instead of taking care of our own team, the home team.
Yeah.
That's why home is 14. We start right here at home, later for those fools, you know. But how foolish are they if we're the fools watching them? They making the money,
wow.
You know. We wasting time. Wasting energy.
I don't watch them. I don't understand it to watch it.
Yeah, well, you ain't missing nothing. So
no, I'm sure I'm not.
That's my opinion, because I know there's a lot of people out there that's like, they're getting upset that love football, you know.
Yeah.
My love is for something else. It ain't got nothing to do with no football, basketball, baseball teams of any sort.
Yeah.
Because the whole game of five is knowing that all of them do what? They're playing a game, a sport. Sport is 23-5. Game is 14-5. I recognize the game. I don't play that game. See?
Yeah.
It's too much to say.
But it's good. I guess it's good. I don't know. I told you, I don't know anything about it. My opinion is just that, you know, just men tapping each other on the behind. I don't know, and jumping on each other in a pile. But we're going to get away from that. I mean, look, I told you that's the way how I feel about football. So that's just me. I have read, but I didn't get the full story. Texas is going to be the first state to outlaw chemtrails.
That's a new one on me. Okay.
Yeah, so okay. I thought that was a good thing. That was a very good thing. So that was good. And also, okay, this is bad for the Eagles, I guess. As I said, I don't know. But Josh Sills, he's a Philadelphia Eagles player, and he was charged with rape and kidnapping. And this is from a case from when he was in college in 2019. So, I guess that's not, well, it's not good for the, I'm going to say female. I hope it was a female. I mean, I hope it was nobody, but, you know, that wasn't bad. That wasn't good for her. And there's a little boy. He's 11 years old, and I just love this. His name is Nicholas, and I'm going to spell his last name. Vreamah. Brother Eddie?
No. Actually going to another room. I ain't got my pen and paper in the hand, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, he created a TV show showing intellectual children and intellectual black children. And he made it into a TV show. So I thought that was really good.
That's excellent. That is excellent. That ain't just good. That's excellent for him to be 11 years old thinking like that, and I came up with a television show. Yes. These are the type of children that we basically command and basically try to encourage to keep doing what they're doing.
Yes, and he's 11 years old. and for, you know, to do it for intellectual children. You know, he has said he's never seen anything, you know, for intellectual black children, and they do exist. You know, as we know, there are plenty of intellectual black children. And the other thing that I wanted to mention, Brother Ed, you and I had talked about it earlier, was about the Statue of Liberty. And I'm sure everyone knows that the original Statue of Liberty was of a black woman. And the United States didn't want no parts of that. So they sent over the one that we see today. And what was interesting was, this is where, Eddie, you got your pencil and paper? Eddie? Okay, he must have walked away.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I was talking. I forgot I was on mute. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, the Statue of Liberty that is in New York, you know that the feet of the statue was shackled. So there's your freedom, y'all. But there are 354 stairs to reach the crown balcony of the monument. So going by the numbers, I thought that was really interesting. And Brother Eddie, I'll let you take it from there.
No, this is nothing other than, like you said, the representation from the first Statue of Liberty of a black woman to a European woman that comes in still with chains around her ankles. Well, chain is 16, which is 7, see? And that's what we're doing. We're taking the chain not only off our feet, but off our brain. Because, again, brain is 14, which is 5, and feet is 23, which is 5, from the top to the bottom of the bottom to the top. So, yes, and as you said, 354, which is a 9, you know, going the stairs and finding out that she is standing on an 11-point star. And from her crown to her feet is 111 feet high. So, again, all of these are different representations of symbolisms and signs of the occult. And knowing the different representations of the numbers being used and where they take you or what they give as the code to lead you certain ways. So, and two, the Statue of Liberty comes up to 68. 6 plus 8 is 14. That's a 5. So, again, and we know, too, even when we talk about the Georgia Guidestones, well, Georgia Guidestones is 86. 8 plus 6 is 14, which is a 5.
Yeah.
So we start to see how all these so-called statues and monuments basically have that same number. So it's a code.
Yes.
That's why code comes to 14, which is 5. They're using this code of 5 and other numbers to basically relay different messages. Just like for us, the numbers are giving us the truth of what they're doing. The numbers themselves reveal is 23, which is 5. So yes, all of this is being revealed, all of it. So
yeah,
you have anything else?
I have one other thing that was caught my eye. Oh, okay. Now this one is from MSNBC. Title of it is by William Spivey, S-T-I-V-E-Y. And he wrote, maybe we do need a White History Month after all. So every February, when Black History Month comes around, like clockwork, a small percentage of people, you know which ones, take umbrage that Black people get a month to celebrate their history. And there is no White History Month to counterbalance it. I used to argue that white history is taught year-round. There is no need to dedicate a month to focus on it. But recently, my views have shifted. Wait a minute. I've come to the realization perhaps we do need a White History Month, if not two or three. Truth is, a lot of white history has been left out of the books, and Americans of every color need to be aware. Stay with me here. Much of the white history we've been taught by public education is sugar-coated or omitted altogether. Let's start at this country's first days. George Washington, America's first president, was rumored to have had wooden teeth. That is merely a myth. The truth is, some of the false teeth that comprised his dentures were taken from enslaved people, like his own. Washington operated like every other enslaver of the time, authorizing beatings to maintain order and tearing apart families long before Donald Trump did the same. Washington still since will stipulated if he died before his wife Martha, the enslaved people he owned, as opposed to those she held, be freed after her death. Martha ended up freeing his slaves once she realized that he had a great incentive to speed up her demise. She released them, not from the goodness of her heart, but due to fear for her life. We know Thomas Jefferson owned slaves, most famously Sally Hemings, with whom he had a decades-long relationship as he bore his children, that there is no such thing as a consensual relationship between enslaved person and enslaver. Jefferson repeatedly raped her, although historians will never describe it that way. Many historians and Jefferson's descendants denied the lineage of Hemings' children despite DNA evidence that supports the centuries-old belief. Abraham Lincoln is credited with freeing enslaved people with the Emancipation Proclamation, yet he only released the enslaved people in the states that seceded from the Union. He did that for two reasons, to inflict economic pain on the South and to keep France and Britain from siding with the South against the North because of those nations' newfound aversion to slavery. Lincoln never considered himself an abolitionist. He repeatedly claimed that Black people were not socially equal to white people, nor as intelligent. Okay, most of the white history we've been taught by public education is sugar-coated or omitted altogether. There is so much white history, white history purposely unknown to most Americans that we must dedicate a month or more to its study. Then perhaps more people will understand the Electoral College gives additional power today to rural states with low populations, was initially intended to protect slave states and ensure more populated ones couldn't outlaw slavery by the weight of their numbers. We know the rationale of the 3/5 compromise and provisions of the Constitution that allowed the ending of the international slave trade no sooner than 1808. That prohibition had nothing to do with ending slavery. It was about the protectionism of the domestic slave trade, which led to one of the most Oh, boy, I should have my glasses on. That would help. Heinous acts ever perpetrated in the world. Slave breeding farms. Think that's enough. Okay, Brother Eddie.
Well, at first, I was slightly appalled with white person wanting to talk about a White History Month. But granted that what he's talking about is actually what we're talking about is no more than telling the truth that has been left out of history. However ugly it might seem, you know, the little tidbits that he gave was the truth that has been hidden, you know, like he said, the sugarcoat. So with that being said, I have no problem with him or anybody basically introducing real white history to show the atrocities of this country and the hypocrisy of this country and the so-called founding fathers, see? So a lot of the nonsense when I heard about tearing down or taking down statues of these individuals, people with the real knowledge of knowing what transpired should have no problem, you know? So, hey, I don't care who you are. If you're going to speak the truth, you know, I'm with you. I'm with you. Don't sugarcoat. It's been sugarcoated for too long, but that's what's happening right now. We're basically coming out of nonsense, the lies. See, because what he's talking about, he's revealing the lies that has been taught. All of this nonsense about wooden teeth and chopping down cherry trees and all this stuff that's tied in our psyche and memory, you know, we need to let it go, wash it out, but it's still there. See?
Yes,
this
it is
part of that deep programming that you do the best programming with what? Children.
Yes.
When you do it as a child, it sticks. You know, so
yes, it does.
These are the things that we're trying to unlearn, the nonsense that we were taught, so that we can learn pertinent information, useful information, and then apply it.
Yes.
That's the key, and learn the nonsense, learn the new, and apply what we now have learned. So, yes, that's I like that particular story because, like I said, it had me going one way in the beginning, and again, that's what we have to do, family. We have to listen or read the whole thing. Not an excerpt or read a portion and get upset and stop reading and don't finish what's being said because we miss vital information. Vital information.
Yes, because I, like you, was expecting, you know, y'all just want to say you have all year. And, you know, and then I was like, oh, well, let me see what he has to say about this.
Correct. That's it. Let's see. So we have to truly free our minds because, again, we've heard so much other nonsense by people who don't look like us when they say something and within the first 30 seconds, if it don't sound right, we like, whoa, wait a minute, you know.
Yeah.
And just we sit back and see where the person is going, and especially if a person can hold a decent conversation. Then they might have something worth saying that we need to listen to. So, again, that helped me sit back for a minute and truly take in what was being said. So, with that, fam, we're going to go ahead and get started in dealing with where we were with Aquarius and Black History Month, dealing with that seven. And, again, history-wise, family, yes, February is Black History Month, not because of Carter G. Woodson, but because of metaphysically where it lands. So, again, when we see that we've been dealing with these numbers. And right quick, did anybody notice that, I don't know what game it was, dealing with whatever for these little last games to get to the championship, one of the scores was 20-23. If we didn't pay attention to it, that's the seven. That's this year, 2023, which is the seven. And I said that to lead up to, again, February being our month. Number one, February is the second month. Two, black and or Negro comes to two. February comes to 32, which is a five. So you add the second month, two, to February 32. 2 + 32 = 34. 3 + 4, we black the seven family. See? Because when you look at the two and the five, you also see black and brown. And how often do we hear about black and brown coalitions? Black and red. Red is also 14. Just like brown is 14. But we also look at February, the middle of the month is what? 2/14, which is also called Valentine's Day. Ain't that something? And guess what,
yeah,
family? Valentine is 32. The five. Wow, don't we keep don't we keep seeing how these things keep coming up? You got that seven with the date of 2/14 and Valentine. Valentine is the five and the 2/14 is the seven. 5G when you look at it. So again, why February? We discussed that the second month being black by number also. But that February is the only month that represents our family calendar, which is from our DNA, our lineage, what the months were actually before they changed it with their calendar and made it 12 months. Our calendar, which was called the long count calendar, had 13 months and 28 days, each day, each month having 28 days. That's why every Friday then had, every month had a Friday the 13th, because it always fell on those days because the days never change. This is why you and we could basically read the stars by that particular day that we were born. It never changed like it does today. You'll have a birthday this year on a Monday, next year Tuesday, Wednesday, and then you'll have it Friday, because what? Only the month of February has what's called leap year. One out of every 4 years. One out of four, there's that five, y'all. But what was hitting in that is talking about our calendar with the 28 days, 13 months. 28 times 13 is 364. 364 is 13, y'all. That's God.
Yeah.
This calendar back, you date it all the way back to 1314 BC, was by the Black Olmecs. This long count calendar with 13 months and 28 days, that calendar predicted 2012 being the end of an age of Pisces and the beginning of Aquarius. But they were talking about doomsday, the end, dealing with 2012. No, family, it was dealing with the Black Olmec calendar. And by the way, as time went on, the Black Olmec name changed during the time and became the Mayan. And this is, everybody will refer to the Mayan calendar. The Mayan calendar came from the Black Olmec. Again, the names change and the numbers remain the same. Black Olmec is 11 black, 13 Olmec is 11 years 13. The Black Olmec, you know, leaped over their history and now gave it to the Mayans. Because when you add up Black Olmec, 11, 13, you got a 6. Well, Mayan is 6. They just changed the Black Olmecs because these were, the Mayans were related. But because of their gradual move and the pigmentation changed, and now they're looking at the Hispanic, Mexicans, whatever they want to dub them, Aztecs, they tried again, like we've been done through our history, whitewash our history, changing the ethnic. Everybody, when we truly understand, has a piece of our history, and they're claiming as their own because they leave us out of the mix. See? If we were included as being the original, there would be no problem. But by them, again, alluding to only the Mayan calendar and not tracing the lineage to where the Mayans that are no more than the children of the Black Olmecs. And by the time we get it, we never hear it. All we hear about is leap year in February, Black History Month. So these are the things that they've done, but this is why we're in this year of the seven, because it's so important. Because, again, Aquarius is seven. And we have to understand this is why people are now into astrology and the stars and the zodiac. People have been into them, but it's getting even deeper now because astrology is 34, the 7. Stars are 25, the 7. Zodiac is 16, the 7. See? This is what we have to study now. Study is 25, and you start with the study with yourself. Yourself is 34. All of this, yourself, is connected to the 7s that we are now talking about. Dealing with Aquarius, astrology, the zodiac, the stars, it's all connected to our human soul. Soul is 16, the 7. It's the nature. Nature is 25, the 7 that we've been talking about. But what we have to do with the nature of oneself, yourself, is to start cleaning house. Cleaning is 25, the 7. House is 25, the 7. You have to start cleaning house. And the house starts directly in what's called your psyche. Upstairs in your brain, psyche is 25, the 7. See, and we must slow down, family, because they have us moving too fast. We flow with the universe, and the universe is speeding up, but because we're not with the universe and we're with the physical and material realm, a third-dimensional plane where everything is fast food, fast this, fast women, fast cars, fast, fast, fast. We're missing what we should be seeing along our in particular journeys. And by the way, journey is 25, which is 7. See, we're truly being activated. Activate is 34, the 7. And we are even activating one another through our conversation. Only if the conversation is of a higher nature of consciousness. Conversation 34 to 7. Higher 34 to 7. Consciousness 52 to 7. See? We have to be on that higher vibration of a real conversation to activate one another or to even be activated ourselves. That activation comes from us truly being grounded in nature. Grounded is 34. How many people are we talking about being grounded now? We always hear Mother AZ talking about digging pits and getting in the earth. See, because it's crucial for us, if not with the body, with your feet. Get your feet dirty, family. Remember how we used to be down south walking barefooted all the time? Dirty feet. Well, dirty is 23. Feet is 23. See, your feet being dirty is part of the dust that we come from. Dust is 23. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Come on, family. We just picking up with the nature part of what we've been taken away from. This is why nature is so crucial. See, and right now, that seven that we're dealing with is a divine law of consciousness and nature. Divine seven, law seven, consciousness is seven, and nature is seven. Law being seven, by the number divine 25, which is seven, consciousness 52, which is seven, and nature 25, which is seven by the number. See, because that's even knowing from the very beginning that seven that was in all walks of whatever we did, be it religion, the seven that we are, yourself, your part. It's referred to as the I am, but when we hear it, we think of another story dealing with something else and not just a number. Because again, those words along with the stories, we have a conditional preconception of what things mean. And when we believe in things we don't understand, we suffer.
Yes.
So when we see the I am is seven, well, science said the same thing. They said the beginning was the Big Bang. Big Bang is seven. See, what we're understanding, the I am and the Big Bang in you is mind-blowing. You and yourself, what you have is mind-blowing. Once we truly enter, understand what it is we have within to give. It's even part of what has been dubbed the Galactic Federation. Regardless of how people hear with me, it's the numbers and nature itself, because Galactic Federation is seven. It equals 70 added up, but that's still the seven. And the Galactic Federation communicates with me directly through the air and the wind. Air is 11, which is 2. Wind is 14, which is 5. 2 and 5 again is the seven, the air and the wind. It's the cosmic current, CC, the cosmic current that is blowing or coming from the air and the wind that's here on Earth in this atmosphere. And when we understand that seven, that I am, that's the Big Bang that's mind-blowing from the Galactic Federation, coming from the cosmic current of the air and the wind, is nothing more than you and I being receivers and transmitters. Receiver is 38, which is 2. Transmitter is 50, family. That's the seven that we are, the I am, the Big Bang, mind-blowing. We're just receivers and transmitters. receiving this information and transmitting it to one another, just like a red blood cell does in the human body. Gets information, and distributes information in exchange. And that's what we're going through, a spiritual exchange of information, useful information. Let's not leave that out, because we got 24/7 useless information on social medias all over the place. But again, within will resonate with you through different conversations that you hear, come across, what's for you, which makes you go back. But a lot of us don't dig deep enough. We don't dig, see, because we don't want to get dirty. But that's what's going to happen. When you dig deeper, it gets dirty. See? Because we're now entering the darkness. And that's why we're digging deeper to uncover what's been buried. Because the information of truth has been buried. That's what's laying in the dark that everybody turns from, wanting the light to shine on the node. That's the light that's coming from the darkness, because the darkness is now revealing the truth that has been hidden. Don't run from the dark, because we're part of it. This is why we're receiving the information the deeper we go. See? And it's going to get ugly, family. But the truth is bitter to the taste. But that's why, regardless of who it's coming from, this white guy commenting on White History Month, well, it was bitter to the taste at first, but it got sweeter as you read on.
Yes, it did.
And that's how it is sometimes. We have to get accustomed to that bitter taste, to taste that sweetness that's behind that sour puss. So these are the things that we are definitely going through, and that we have to know that. Don't get mad because February, because again, February is 32-5. Well, that's what they called us. Black in color, didn't they?
Yeah.
The colors came from the fountains where black is 2 and colored is 5. Second month.
That we're right where we're supposed to be.
That's exactly it, see? And not knowing the number behind any of these words, these stories that are being told, we keep accepting what we were told, the way we were told it, and then repeat it, see? So we're just basically adding to the misinformation that we were taught, because we're basically giving it our way, but basically the same way that it was given to us.
Well,
so,
Carter G. Woodson had made a quote, which is in the description of the show. It's having no history as a race also allows for those in power to decide your history for you, and we see that's exactly what they have done.
That's it.
They have decided our history.
This is why no real black history is being taught, especially on a daily basis.
Yeah.
You know, that should have been part of the public school curriculum. You know,
yes,
to basically,
which they're fighting for. Yes.
And our true story in, and the reason that they truly didn't want to do it, because they didn't have us there doing it. Remember, a white person ain't going to want to tell the truth. They're going to want to keep pushing the system's agenda of that lie. Because once they start telling the truth and see the atrocities that their forefathers did to a people, and try to pretend that this wasn't bad or it was this, that, and trying to justify today that, oh, that wasn't me. That was my forefathers.
Yeah.
But no change to rectify what the forefathers have done to get everything in balance. Because, again, that's alleviating or taking away their so-called illusion of power.
Yeah.
They're not going
to. And
do
their
that.
Responsibility. And their responsibility to correct, you know, to try to correct. But also, Brother Eddie, we have several people with their hand up when you're ready to take calls.
Okay, let me check time. Okay. Well, I'll just say this right quick is that come see, recognize and witness what I see, family. And when I say I, it's E. Y-E, the third eye, the all-seeing eye. Come see with that eye, family. See, because when we open that eye, close the two eyes that lie to you from the illusions of the magician's trick, you now open up that spiritual eye that we are now learning to truly use and have that true connection with. So with that, let's bring in the family, and I'll get back to what I can as we go on.
Okay, let me say this first. We have some new callers. So if you have a question or a comment, if you press 1, then I will open up your line. Okay, for now, area code 773. Brother,
how y'all doing tonight?
Well, thank you. And how are you?
All right.
Sure,
what's
why
happening,
not?
Fam? How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
Good. I'm
going
to make it quick because we got a line. No, bro, I'm going to help you. You don't have to get off track because I'm going to help you. You know how we roll. We've been doing this for a minute. So You mentioned Abraham Lincoln.
I forgot that Abraham Lincoln is 32 also.
It's actually 33. His name is 33.
It?
Yeah.
Okay, I missed some. Okay, well, thanks for the correction.
No, that's okay. Because to check it. Now, you know when his birthday is, right?
No.
February something. I'm not exactly sure.
February
12th. Okay.
Right. He's a 3.
Okay.
Right. So you were talking about the Super Bowl earlier. Guess what date the Super Bowl is on?
February 12th.
The 12th.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you
Look,
go.
Look, I knew that, and I didn't even. I don't even
well,
watch.
But see, here's the thing. Eddie pretty he hit on it early about the distractions.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. Now, like I said, I'm a big proponent of reading and studying history, too. But at the same time, we have to be careful what's given to us, whether it's white history, black history, pink history, whatever, as a distraction.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, once again, sports ties into this whole puzzle, too, of distractions.
Yes.
You know, working
yeah.
on your emotions, your feelings, getting your energy up and everything. And it's no accident that this particular Super Bowl is coming up. They've done it once before. It's tied in with black history. It's tied in a lot of current events. Now, I don't know if y'all knew this or not, but the brother Tyree Nichols, the one that was beaten to death by the police in Memphis, you know his funeral was today.
Yes.
The funeral was today, February the 1st. Now, check this out. Tyree Nichols, his name, by number
yes.
44, Eddie. White Magic is 44.
Oh,
okay?
Wow.
Shelby County is 44. Well, you're asking, where is Shelby County? Shelby County.
And Memphis.
It's Memphis. Exactly.
Yes.
And the Arizona Cardinals comes up to 44. Well, Brother D, why you bring up the Arizona Cardinals? Arizona Cardinals play in Glendale, Arizona. That's where the Super Bowl is going to be.
Yeah.
It's no accident. Now, Glendale by number, Eddie, comes up to 27. Memphis, 27. Chicago, 27. And when was the date that video of the beat was released? January 27.
Yeah, Friday. Yes.
And let's go back to Glendale. Well, Brother D, why you bring up Glendale, 27? Glendale, Arizona. That's where the Super Bowl is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You can't make this up. And there's another 27 involved in Arizona. Now, Glendale, Arizona is a suburb of Phoenix, Arizona. Phoenix is on the 33rd north parallel by 27.
Mm-hmm.
And all that is connected. Now, let's go back since we're dealing with Black history. Now, the first Super Bowl was involving the Kansas City Chiefs, which are playing again in this Super Bowl against the Green Bay Packers. Guess what that date was, Brother Eddie? January 15, 1967. Well, wait a minute. January 15th, that date sounds familiar. Martin Luther King's birthday.
Martin Luther King birthday. But, too, that also lets you know that how they not changed all of these things that were done back then. The Super Bowls used to be played in January. Now,
well,
everything
see, the thing is, they
moved.
Changed it because after 9/11. That's
okay.
When they switched them to February for the most part. You're right.
Okay. What
but
does,
see,
that,
now,
what does 9/11
why,
have to do with the football, with
well,
the
see,
game?
It
I don't understand
the,
that.
It was a change of the schedule. But see, it was something different. They did this. What I'm trying to say is they did it on purpose. And they used 9/11
okay.
basically. You get what I'm saying? They said that was the reason for it, but if that was the case, then why was the point even changing to February anyway? Because the point being, it's another distraction. Now, we mentioned that first Super Bowl was played January 15th, 1967, Martin Luther King's birthday. Now, what's the significance of that in, tied in with Arizona? Well, you know Arizona was the last state to actually sign off on the Martin Luther King holiday.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Which is no accident.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since this upcoming Super Bowl 57, what was that? You add up the numbers, that's also a number 3, 5, 7, 12, 3. Well, like I said, let's bring it back to Chicago. Well, for one thing, how do you get to Memphis from Chicago? There's a couple ways you can do that. You can take Interstate 55 that takes you to St. Louis, that takes you to straight to Memphis. By the way, as far as the Arizona Cardinals, they weren't always in Arizona. They actually started off in Chicago. They left Chicago, moved to St. Louis, and then they moved to Arizona. And now, if you're depending on the other side of the city, probably further south, you take Interstate 57 over to 55 straight into Memphis. This stuff all lines up, Eddie.
All right. I see.
One more thing. Now, you mentioned the Statue of Liberty. Now, I don't know if you come in with this name. I tell people to look it up. There's a man named Moses Lazarus. He was a brutal slave owner who ran sugar plants in South America. He later came to New York City. He had a daughter. His daughter's name was Emma Lazarus. She was born in 1849. She died in 1887. Now, she was a Marxist communist, and she's the actual face of the Statue of Liberty. But there's a whole...
Oh, wow.
There's a whole story behind that, too. So go ahead and look it up. Like I said, I'm just giving you part of it, and there's a whole... I don't really want to get into that, but it's a whole another half of it, too. So I just have to put that out there. So I said all this to say, like I said, well, you know, backing up what Eddie was saying, You know, like I said, I love the whole history piece and everything, but we got to remember and start asking questions. What history is actually going to free your mind?
Yes.
It doesn't matter if it's black or white or whatever. What we're talking about freedom. What type of freedom are we really talking about?
That's
because if it's
key.
Going to keep you in a feedback loop, you know?
Yes.
And
yes.
The news media, that's what I said, the news media pushing out the propaganda and everything, you know, not like they're going to stop.
Well, they don't want to stop.
That's not their
right.
job.
Right, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. And we shouldn't depend on them to stop. But how you can stop is by disconnecting.
That's it. The one in the five, put them together. It's called turn off, y'all.
Yeah.
Turn it off. Turn is one, off is 14. Turn this shit off. And that was one of the word, two of the words I was going to use that I'll get to. Off being 14, which is the five, and online being 16, which is the 7, 5G. See, we got to get off all of this online things that we're doing and we're dealing with. And as you mentioned, freedom comes to 28, which is 1, and that's today's date, 2-1-2023 is the 1. So I was going to start off with that 1 being freedom. Mm-hmm. Age of Aquarius comes to 55, which is the 1. Awakening is 28, which is the 1. Awareness.
And guess what? We're in the 55th year anniversary of Martin Luther King's assassination. Ain't that something?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Frequency is 38, which is the 1. And see, we are in this frequency of an awakening, which is
mm-hmm.
the true freedom. And I'm using a different word than community because the community is the conscious unity that we're in right now. Conscious unity is one. Community is also one. But that's why February has 28 days, the one.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Yes, Brother D, everything that you said, and again, thank you for that correction, with Abraham Lincoln, because I saw it where
I did it like 2 or 3 times. I had to make sure because, I'm a bad speller. So, you know, the one letter it was spelled wrong, it throws the whole thing off.
Whole thing. That's it. Like I said, I appreciate
like
that.
Go
ahead, Sister Anthony.
Okay. Now, you mentioned Dr. King's birthday and his assassination. But, you know, it's something today. On my local news, it came up in Camden, New Jersey, where the child, I got to say the word right. It doesn't want to come right in my mind. Plantation workers
mm-hmm.
in Camden are protesting. And when I seen that, you know, because I just watched something where, you know, they talked about Dr. King going to Memphis to speak. Well, wherever he went, in Tennessee, I believe it was Memphis. And, I was like, oh, wow, it was just both. And I said, and here they are back again, 55 years
You're
later.
You're talking about the sanitation workers that, because they were going on strike for wages and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, in Camden, New Jersey, yes. I was like, man, we still at the same thing. Still all these years later. But Coretta Scott King said that, you fight for racism every generation.
And the key dealing with, again, as Brother D said, the history that we truly have to pass on is the history that has been written out or hidden. See, that's why this is time to reveal what's been hidden. Reveal it.
Yeah.
23, which is the 5, and hidden is 25, which is the 7, 5G. It's being revealed. So all
yes,
of this,
is.
The 7 is time for all of this to come out in the open. See, this is why we finna see, recognize, and witness the wrath of the Creator. Wrath is 23, family. See, this is why we talking about that 5, because a wrath is truly getting ready to happen. See?
Yes.
Somebody finna
yes,
get kicked in the behind. And it's no coincidence.
Yes.
That kick is 14, the 5, and behind is 23, the 5. See?
Yes.
So the wrath is coming, family. All we have to do is keep doing what we're doing. Keep that vibration with the positive thoughts through our conversations that amplifies what's getting ready to go down. Because
yeah.
we become part of the manifestation when we speak these things that we're seeing in our minds, our dreams. See, because again, I love King like most of us do. But as King had a dream, damn it, we all got dreams. See?
Yeah.
So dream your possible dream. See? It's not impossible, it's impossible. Dream your impossible dream. See? So, yeah, we take from what he said, but we make it our own because your dream is your own. It's for you. That's why dream is 16, family, the 7. It's time for this to happen. Let me slow down so you can bring in the next caller, Sister Antoinette.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one more thing. The brother that was killed, he supposedly worked at FedEx. FedEx is 23, by the way.
Yeah.
Hmm. See? You talking about Tyree Nichols, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, again, family, when they started off with that, you know, I haven't gotten into it, but it's really no need because it's a distraction when the first number comes up. You got one brother. Brother is 32, which is 5, and then you got 5 cops. 5. Cops is 14,
mm-hmm.
by the way, family.
Mm-hmm.
And you got 5 of them, and they all brothers. I don't care what you do. You go back and look at Rodney King. You go back and look at George Floyd. You always have a mixture. They might all be of a Caucasian tone, but you have Hispanics, Orientals, or Asians and whites. You don't just have all, I ain't never seen no all 5 black cops. And if it was 5, that means where's the partner to one of them?
Yeah.
Because you ain't going to have 5 and one riding by himself. They come with partners. Where was the other one? So right there, 5 is gang, family, as soon as I saw that. And as quickly as they said, these brothers were apprehended. It's a gang. Gang,
yeah.
Recognize. That's the time we in. Recognize this shit, family, because they finna pull us into a distraction.
Yeah.
That shit made me go right back to Jason Van Dyke and Laquan McDonald. It took
16.
Them damn 2 years just to arrest this man after he shot this young brother 16 times.
Mm-hmm.
16 is a 7, damn it. 16 damn times. See? But these brothers, they won. Like I said, it's a game they're playing. And that Van Dyke only got 3.5 years out of 7 years.
He's already out. Hey, Eddie,
yeah.
You want to hear something tripped out? Now,
what's
like I said, all these incidents of psyops, Kyle Rittenhouse up in Wisconsin, guess when his
yeah.
birthday is?
When?
Don't tell me Obama's birthday.
January 3rd.
Your birthday, Dan. Your birthday, okay.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, wow.
Boy. I'm done, man. I'm done.
Okay, I'm going to bring in
right,
the next caller. Thank
thanks.
You, Brother D. I truly appreciate it. You gave us a lot of food for thought. Okay, area 36.
Hello. Is that my AZ?
Hello, Sister Paris.
As my dad would say, what you say, my boy, thank us. Brother D, no, you're not done yet. Or you, oh, my God. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, Brother D, nope, because you were rolling like a locomotive. I went outside today and sit in the chair carefully, and I looked up at the sky, and it was strange, and it was like a cocoon around the moon that's formulating, okay? And then I go back, I come back in, and I'll be darned, my phone beat, and it was this video on today, the 3rd is my husband's Earth Day. But today, on the first day of Black History Month, they bring some bullshit. I don't want to be the Brother West. I'll be good. I'll be good because Brother West goes off, and I don't want to be the copycat, okay? If you listen, Brother West, no. But they had this GBDT or LGBT gathering in the Zoom on today.
Zoom?
February 1st. Zoom. LGBT, they had a gathering. And these people, these fucking creatures from another planet, the newsman says, why would you come to a zoo, children are, and these adult Caucasian people, I don't say white, Caucasian, they were just loving it, bringing their children to the on zoo, and the people are doing storytelling and grabbing crotches and sexually expressing themselves in a downtone way, but it was still the same thing. See, this is on the goddamn internet, y'all. I'm like, what the
heck? Oh,
disappeared.
I didn't see that. I'm glad I didn't.
Before,
I'm sorry, Sister Paris. Go ahead.
No, before I could post it, it disappeared because I was about ready to post it and say, what the... I'm going to do the Brother West, okay? What are you people thinking? And I'm like, what day? Why today? And so all the knowledges, Brother D and Brother Harris, that you dropped, because, see, I came to the planet on the 33rd degree parallel line in Phoenix, Arizona on 7th Avenue. Okay, and Van Buren. Not only that, Phoenix Union High School was all black way back in the day before they started intermingling. And I didn't know that until I started doing research to where I came from. Not only that, my Earth number, life path, is a 7. So, family, can you express to me why they put some BS at the zoo and pushing and promoting, and they have a petition. And I wanted to sign it and say, you goddamn crazy people, no. It's like they're making people change their children. And then they're pushing it, and it just made me so sick. I wanted to freaking throw up, but I gotta calm down because I know you're saying it's a distraction. Well, that was a major freaking distraction to me, family, because I have babies, great grandchildren, and it's just like, what the is going on here? Brother West,
yeah.
Talk to Oh, my God.
Okay, well, I'm going to open up his mind. He got his hand up. Let me get him. Area code 404.
Hey,
area code 404. Hey, brother, what you think you've been called?
Yeah. That's good. Mama is Z. I was born on the 33rd parallel, too, right here in Georgia. Well, look here, man. Okay, going to the PsyOps in Memphis, Tennessee. After that, you listen to the bishop. His intel said, but that dude Tyreek was screwing the police ex-wife, man. So that was so-called it. But anyway, that's distraction. But I got a picture, y'all, that will blow y'all mind, all right? And it's a picture of a fallen angel they done found in Russia, man. When I looked at that thing, it scared the bejesus out of me, man. Okay? And I'm going to send it to y'all right now, Eddie and Antoinette. Man, y'all tell me what y'all see. If it's real or it's frozen. And I hope they don't throw that thing out. If that thing throw out, man, hey, this could blow y'all mind, man. I see the drive.
Oh, boy.
But then, this thing here, did you see this, man, Antoinette? You going to say, oh, my God, if that's real, time is short for real, man. Like Eddie say, we got one more plague to go, man. The black plague.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Where people going to be falling out for sure, man. They say 1 billion people. I done heard that from two different sources, man. It's coming in right now, especially by the end of the next year. But, man, this ain't no joke. That's why I'm trying to be cool. But when I saw the picture of this frozen thing, man, I'm going to send it to you right now, Anthony and Eddie, man, and this thing will blow your mind, man. I'm just my mouth. I ain't got nothing to say, man. I'm amazed by this bitch. She scared the doo-doo out of me, man.
Mm.
I'm going to mute myself. I'm going to send it to y'all right now. I'm going to mute myself.
Okay, right, thank you.
The West. And right quick, Sister Antoinette, before anybody come in, for Mother AZ, what you're saying is more than a distraction. It's part of today's agenda. This is their agenda they're pushing with this LGBTQ nonsense. And, yes, they've been pushing it for quite some time. It didn't just start. What you're saying, you just happened to be out in a particular area where you were able to see it face to face, but we constantly say they're pushing it on the television, commercials, television shows, everything that you see is something gay in it, somebody doing something. And it's like heterosexual has no say. You know, if you are heterosexual and you speak up, then no, you are toxic or some other cruel name that they're put on you just being polite and maybe commenting on someone, and they take it the way they want to take it to say it was sexual harassment, you know. So we've gotten to a place now where this particular culture of LGBTQ is able to push any button they want to. I'm not a man. I'm not a woman. I'm not a man or a woman. I'm queer, you know. I mean, just coming up with any definition to describe the chaos that they permeate in. So, Mother AZ, it's part of the agenda. That's more than just the distractions that we talk about. As Antoinette said and others have always said, you know, these are the children that they're after.
You know?
They can't change us.
Yeah, we're not babies.
So,
it hurts me. It hurts me. It hurts me. It just, it hurts me. I don't know. I just don't even want to, I don't know. Thank us. I'm on mute.
Thank you. Brother Wes, I see the photo. I got it. And I want to ask you, what is he holding in his hand?
I don't know. It looks like a phone or something. I don't know. I ain't paying attention to them cats. I'm looking at what that thing is, man. I see what you're saying after that. But I don't know, man. I send it to you too, Mama AC. Hey. I've been trying to say what he got in his hand. It's like a phone or something. What you talking
okay.
about? What the angel got? This other guy.
Well, which one is the angel? Is that the one, the first one, the one that right in front?
Yeah, you see the statue, right, with the wings? That's the angel. So that looked like a shield or something. That's what you're looking at, what the angel got?
Yeah, what he got in his hand. You know, is it a staff?
It like a
you know, the.
It looks like,
a
shield.
Shield.
I got it.
Yep, that's
it looks
what I see.
Like a shield.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what I see, a shield. Ooh-wee. You got it, Eddie? What you see?
No, it's stopping me for some reason from seeing what I'm trying to see. It's putting me
it's on TikTok,
in.
Brother Eddie.
I know it's on
is
TikTok,
that what?
But it's trying to get me to sign in to some bull job to make an account.
You,
so I know
no,
it's
you
saying,
that out,
normally.
Man.
Normally
it
comes straight
out.
In there.
I'll send it to you again, man.
Yeah.
It scared the hell out of me, man. All I know is it got my mouth, got me mesmerized. I looked at it about four or five times, man. It ain't no joke, man. It's got to X that out, man. When you see the X on the right corner, you hit the X. You got You X it out, man. There's a little X on that. Don't sign it. Just hit the X. It looks like a shield.
I'm waiting for it to come back to me here, Tasia.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. I see the big thing in front of him. Yeah, that's...
Wow. I'm going to send you too, Brother D. But this ain't no joke, man. It's scary. I don't know. I think it's real, man. I think it's a real fallen angel that got frozen.
Yeah, I'm going to have to see what's happening with this because for some reason it won't let me in at all. And normally I'm able to get into all this stuff.
All you got to do when you first open it up, it's a little X in the right hand. I mean, in the top right-hand corner, you X that out.
I did.
Well, I sent it to him, Wes. It was on a Russian news website.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Man, what you see?
Man.
Yeah,
bro. Yeah, I'm going to have to look at that one some more. Woo!
That's what the doctor was talking about last night. What his name? Preacher Gator. He didn't want to talk about it, so I had to see for myself, man. Oh man.
Brother Wes, can you send me the link to him again, please?
Who? Bishop Gator?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, he ain't no joke, man. Everything that dude say happened, man. That's all I got to say. Everything he say happened.
Brother D, did you send this picture to me?
He said
yes.
He did.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I see, yeah. So, yeah, I got to get into
it. It make you be quiet when you see him. You can't do nothing but shut your mouth and try to figure that out, see if it's real or what.
Yeah. Y'all notice up top of the gold wing or whatever it is? Okay, that's an animal in back. It almost looked like a number.
Yeah, so, but anyway, Sister Antoinette, do we have anybody else?
No, if y'all have a question or a comment, press the number one, and I will be happy to open up your line so you can ask your question or comment. And also, let me remind y'all that on Sunday at 10 a.m., Dry Bones, the Helios Delios at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, And don't forget Brother Ray with the drumming at p.m. Eastern time. No matter where you are in the world, when it's 3 p.m. Eastern time, then we're drumming. Brother Eddie, you want to give your contact information?
Yes, I could be reached at eharris12764@gmail.com.
Okay.
And right quick, family, to get this in, is still staying on the 7th, Aquarius, Black History Month, the 7th. Well, we've talked about it on several classes. 7, when you spell it, S-E-V-E-N equals 22. And when you relate that 722 to the human flesh, well, flesh is 25, which is 7, and we're composed of 70% water. There's the 7, and water is 22. There's the 7 and 22. And we're also dealing with this year being 7/20/23 being 7 in the year of the 22 called the rabbit. Everything's lining up. So even here, if we looked in the Bible, and by the way, Bible is 16, which is 7, and went to Luke 22. Well, why Luke? Because Luke equals 16, which is 7. 22. Well, in that book of Luke 22, talks about Aquarius. Luke 22:10, verse 10. Well, 22:10 is 50, which is that 5. Wow, I got 5 on it. And it talks about the disciples questioning Jesus and him telling them to go to the city, or when they enter a city, follow the man with the pitcher of water. It's no coincidence that pitcher is 34, which is the 7, and he's carrying water, 22, the 7, 22 again. So this is no more than the 722 that we constantly say is our God consciousness. God is 14, which is 4. Consciousness is 52, which is 7. It's the age of Aquarius. Age is 13, which is 4. Aquarius is 34, which is 7. It's the divine intervention that we're actually discussing. Divine is 25, 7. Intervention is 40, being the 4. So we must now take this spiritual gift. Spiritual is 40, gift is 25. Because the spiritual gift that others use, they call it witchcraft. Witch is 25, the 7, craft is 22. But we can't be confused by words, knowing what the numbers mean to us, the spiritual gift that we are now aware of. Because what's happening, we're either aware 16, or we ignore. Ignore is 25. Aware 7, ignore 7. Which side are you on? Are you aware or do you ignore? Gift that we've been given, or the curse that we basically deal with when we ignore what we're seeing, what we're given, what we even feel coming from a gut feeling of your instincts. So all of these things that we are dealing with deals with what has been dubbed as our Christ consciousness. And our Christ consciousness is being blocked and or killed, 5G. Christ is 32, 5, consciousness 52, which is 7, 5G. 5G, 5 plus 7 is 12, which is 3. So at the end of the day,
Christ consciousness equals 3. And again, the 5G is using what's called the binary code. Binary is 16, code is 15. The 5G and the binary code. And the binary code basically diverts, blocks, if not kills and depletes our energy. This is why we must stay focused. Stay focused on that Christ consciousness. Stay focused on knowing yourself. Knowing is 23, which is 5. Yourself is 34, which is 7. 5G, your Christ consciousness is in knowing yourself. If you don't know yourself, how do you recognize the Christ consciousness coming in and through you? Is it just words that we hear, that we echo? Not having a true personal relationship, but to continue. Knowing yourself is only what we call the true blessings. See, we're blessed by the best, and the true blessings is knowing yourself. That starts your Christ consciousness journey. As I said, it's found right in the current of wind. It comes from the solar rays from the sun. Solar 16, 7, rays 14 to 5. These are solar rays that we get. It gives us energy. It comes directly from those rays, the energy of the D, vitamin D. Energy is 25. It's part of the rays coming from, I'm sorry, yeah, energy is 25. It's part of the solar that comes through the rays. It comes through the sun that shines upon us when we say we love to get out and let the sun kiss our face, let it shine on us. Shine is 23. To know yourself is to know your brother and your sister, your real brother and true sister. Brother is 32, which is 5, and sister is 34, which is 7. 5G starts with us, family, the brothers and the sisters. FB, mother, father, sister, brother. It starts right here at home. And when you find that right sister and the sister find the right brother, that's when we truly become soulmates. Because, again, you have to have a mate with your own soul before you have someone else's soul try to mate with you. Soul is 16, the 7, mate is 14, the 5, 5G. See, the soulmate ain't the other individual until you really find the mate within yourself. Your own mate is your inner me inside you. The inner me is the mate that we mate with. As they say, keep your friends close, but it's your inner me that you keep closer, not the so-called enemy from the outside. Everything starts within. Enemy is 14, and the inner me is 23. It's still the 5. See? So this is why we manifest. Manifest is 32. Everything that we're saying by the number, not by the descriptive definition and direction of the word of English that we have adopted. This is what we're getting out of, because this is the control factor in and of itself. So it's a person who truly cares. We have to start asking in order to find, and showing the true respect is the love and peace that we all look for. Respect is 34, by the way, 7. And peace is 23, which is 7. I'm sorry, and peace is 23, which is 5. And love is 14, which is 5. This is why most of the time, family, I signed off with in peace and love. That's the 5 and the 5. I got 5 on it. 5 on the hand side. Old movie, family. But again, the 5G started with the TV. T is 7, V is 5, 5G in reverse. The TV that we also refer to as the idiot box. Idiot is 23 to 5, and box is 7. 5G. See, we've been into this program for decades, family. This ain't just happened, like we said. None of this happened overnight. So this is why all of the unnecessary learning has to be unlearned. Learn useful and pertinent information, and then apply it. Because what we're going through now is divine thoughts. Our thoughts, if it's of that Christ consciousness, it's a divine thought that we're receiving. And it's now because we are truly recognizing the game. Game recognized the game. Game being 5, 14, recognizes 34, the 7, 5G. The truth is being revealed, especially through conversation. And remember, on one side, if we have Christ consciousness, on the other side, it's Lucifer and Satan. Same numbers. But again, in this war of reading, writing, and arithmetic, we must help one another reboot our brains that's being reprogrammed. Help is 16, which is 7. Reboot is 23, which is 5. Brain 14, and reprogram 34, which is 7. That's why the brain is being reprogrammed. By way of a reboot. The reboot is the change. Change being 23, like reboot is 23. The change is the reboot of the brain that, again, the vaccine is trying to proclaim with us getting these shots. That's why a vaccine is 23. Some people call it the venom. It's 14. The names change, but the number remains the same. That vaccine that people accept, that venom people accept, is death. Death is 23. You ain't got to believe me. The facts, facts 23 speaks for itself. So all we have to do is open our eyes and do what we need to do in our learning, because you can't learn if you don't research. That's why research is 9 and learning is 9. The learning is the information that we're learning from the research that we're doing. So we can't expect others to do what we need to do, as in when we start to write everything out, the writing gives us the revealing that we're looking for. This is why you write. Your writing comes directly from your consciousness. Writing is 34. Consciousness is 52. It's the 7. This is why we're writing. Images. It comes from the consciousness. Images is 25. The 7. Consciousness, 52. The 7. Writing is 34. So whatever you're writing today, tomorrow it will be called what you have written. Well, your past writing that is now called written, written is also 34. As it is written, so shall it be. Go back and look at some of your writings from years ago if you still have them, family. And that's your past self talking to your future self that you're able to read now in the present when you look back at a lot of the things that you wrote down. They are and have come to pass. We just didn't sink in. The time is now. All of this that we're going through is what we've been talking about for the longest, for maybe even a couple of decades now, when we've been talking about the paradigm shift coming. And see, that's part of the Christ consciousness. That's part of the 5G that they're trying to use to block again and or kill this paradigm shift pertaining to our Christ consciousness. That
Excuse me, Brother Anderson.
Go ahead.
We have 13 minutes left in this live broadcast. Do you want to go over?
What we'll do is finish this segment out, and if nobody calls or raises their hand or has anything to say between the time that I continue and finish, we'll call it. I think I've given, and everybody that has contributed to tonight's class has given enough information that it has resonated in one fashion or another with somebody somewhere that something that has been said. Because, again, when we say everything has a reason, nothing is a coincidence. If people are listening, it's for a particular reason for them to hear something that they are supposed to hear. So that's the beauty of everything that we're doing. So again, if somebody has something to say or add, please do. Because when we finish up, we're going to go ahead and make sure that Antoinette gets her rest time and get what she needs and what we need anyway to get a proper night's rest and turn all these things out, not just the light. Turn off these devices, technology.
You know, I don't know how to behave myself. But let me make this announcement, y'all. If you choose to go over with us, if you want us to go over, you have to call in, because in 11 minutes you will no longer be able to hear the show by the Internet. So you have to call in or catch it in the archives. The call-in number is area code 515-605-9343. Again, that number is 515-605-9343. And Brother Eddie, with that, I'm done. Don't y'all forget Dry Bones on Sunday for the Helios Delios. And, of course, don't forget Brother Ray with the drumming that we do on Sunday at 3 Eastern time, no matter where you are in the world, when it's 3 o'clock Eastern time, we're drumming. Okay, Brother Eddie. And y'all, if you have a question or a comment, press the number 1, and I will open up your line.
Okay,
Brother
family.
Eddie, I'm done.
Yeah, just to end off, family, with this 3 that we're being connected to with the 5G that's trying to break that connection with our Christ consciousness. And again, the paradigm shift that we're getting and we're going through, paradigm shift is also, again, the planetary alignment is the paradigm shift. If we know the alignment of the planets as above, we know the shift so below. So that's all part of it. Again, looking at the order out of chaos. See, the Christ consciousness gives us the paradigm shift to bring the order out of the chaos that we're going through. Because we are the ones who are basically developing, opening, and discovering the true promised land. That's the paradigm shift. That's the Christ consciousness coming from the King Dome, starting at the brain, because remember, while we're looking up, as we look in the heavens, the true heaven is right here on earth, as they said. Our heaven is here on earth. Well, heaven is your kingdom. Heaven is 23 to 5. Kingdom is 23 to 5. Brain is 14 to 5. Thought is 41 to 5. It's all the five that starts with the thought in your brain. That's the true heaven here on earth. That's our kingdom, family. See, it states it right there. I didn't make that up. Our heaven is on earth. It's what we make it. And it starts in the five, called the thought from the brain. So we have to notice what's been written so we can see what's been hidden. C is 16, which is 7. Hidden is 25, which is 7, but it's hidden behind what? Behind is the 23, which is the 5. We got to see what's behind what's been hidden. Because once we truly use our senses, like grounding our feet, feet 23, grounding 30, or grounded 34. That's why we're talking about being grounded. But you got to put your body. It's called also your temple. Your body is your temple. Temple is 23, just like your feet. And Mother AZ is always talking about her temple being put in the ground, being grounded, totally her body. But we can do this too with the feet. Feet, again, 23. That 5G, as Brother West mentioned, is the Bob Gun, family. It's real. Bop is 7, gun is 14, 5G. That 5G is a bop gun that they really have that they could shoot. Just like, again, I don't know much of the story, don't get into it, but as Brother West gave me another angle to the story of Tyree and this brother probably having or possibly, allegedly, having an affair with one of the other officers' wives. I heard stories of these brothers being interviewed saying that they don't know why they did this, that, and the other. Is it a lie? Is it Memorex? Or, as we say it, that bop gun. Because more than we, these policemen are in a box, a cubicle called a car, that's has four sides just like that box, that has nothing but transmitter devices and technology running through it, with iPads and computers and cameras, body cams, cameras on the car, GPS systems in there. I mean, they have everything. And if we're talking about they can truly use this bop gun and frequency, why wouldn't they use it on some black cops and let them take the fall for it? Who knows? But again, it's a possibility, family. We can't leave anything out of the mix, see? Because, again, like I say, the game that we recognize is y'all put this shit too fast. And my thing, where was the 6th cop to round off the partnership to these 5 cops that did all this? My understanding, the 6th. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
No, you were just getting ready to say it, so I don't need to. Go ahead.
Now, the 6th cop come to find out was white, that was also involved but is not being charged. Again, more distractions when this come out. Why wasn't that told and said in the beginning? Because, again, they want to get, as they say, our goat. They want us to be reactive, as we say, the Hegelian dialect. Problem, reaction, solution. They now created a problem knowing our reaction, because we're never proactive. If we were proactive, we still wouldn't be going through these same scenarios. So already knowing our reaction and have their solution waiting in the wing. Just like this pandemic, pandemic 23, and this vaccine 23, waiting in the wing. Problem, reaction, solution. Got people begging for the, okay, I'm getting off topic, family. Excuse, pardon me for that. But again, we have to take a stance. Take a 16, stance is 23. Take a stance. They say stand your ground. We got to take a stance, because that stance is your defense. Defense is 32. We got to take a defensive posture, but the defense posture is the expressions, self-expressions. Expression is 41. See, our defense is knowing how to express ourselves properly without getting angry, showing the emotions that bring on reactions, either from you or those you're talking to. Control that situation by the tone that resonates from the voice. And at times it's not easy when we become passionate about what we're trying to get across. And that passion touches on what? Emotions. And if it's uncontrolled emotion and passion, you know, people take it the wrong way. But again, that's why we have to take that defense. We have to make that stance so that we make sure that everything's on that copacetic tone from the notes that are being used. But long story short, we have to use our nose to smell this garbage, this BS. Nose is 14, smell is 16, the 5G. We got to use the nose. That's why they want to swab your nose so you can't smell these goons, these reptiles, these serpent-type people, because they give off a particular smell. We don't even think that way, see? Because we're so distracted by everything else. But again, it's just like we're talking about people who are human and not human. Family, we can distinguish this by the smell that is not human. See? So again, we're going through the thoughts before we can take any words or actions behind the words. It's the thought that's put out there so that we now start using our feet to get dirty and our nose to smell, because what's getting ready to happen is we're getting ready to witness the wrath basically put upon themselves. Witness is 34 to 7, wrath is 23 to 5, 5G. We finna witness the wrath, family. So with that, I'm going to close.
Brother Eddie,
yes,
let me say this. Let me say this to you. You said you were getting off track, and you wasn't, and I'm going to tell you why. Oh. Now, you're still speaking about history, because we're living history.
True.
So what we say today is tomorrow's history.
That's true. Very true. That's
so you were still.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was saying that's why I was saying we write it down today so that we visit it tomorrow. We see what's actually happened that we wrote down has come to pass.
Yeah.
Because even if you don't, write it for it to be revealed, you have people like myself also. I love writing, but I also like to draw. Draw pictures, baby. Draw the pictures. Draw your own images. That's why the images aren't engraving, because picture is 34, which is 5. Draw is 14,
which is 5, picture 34-7, 5G. That's why the picture is called the television. Television is 43, it's 7. It's a picture in a box. Box is 7.
Yeah.
So all of this, and it's part of their law that is taught to us through their institutions. Institution is 52, which is 7. Their education, 34, which is 7. Their law is 7, which is called their constitution. Constitution is 52, which is 7. The constitution is their law. It's man's law. It's not God's law. It's not nature's law. It's not divine law. It's not the law of consciousness. See? So what law are we on? Adhering to man's law through his education and institution that now has the mind institutionalized. And by the way, institutionalized is 70, which is 7 being put back in the box, which is 7. So again, I'll keep going, family. And as we said, we're at the top of the hour. And we can fix this, family. We can fix it because fix is 14. That's the 5. It starts to fix. Starts with the thought, family. And once you get your thought, that's your own interpretation, interpretation 59, which is 5, we get together in fellowship. Fellowship is 41, the 5. So we can iron out and we can help each other correct any mistakes that we might make, see, in love. And again, appreciate that, Brother D, you know. I definitely appreciate it, you know. So I love when people come behind me and give me corrections because, again, you know, I got too many, and I ain't going to say too many because, see, then I'm saying it's more than I can handle, and I'm getting all this, so evidently I can handle and much more. So y'all keep giving it to me, family, because y'all teach me as I'm teaching you. It's reciprocated, you know. As the student becomes the teacher and the teacher becomes the student. It's back and forth. That's why it's called 5 and 9. Teacher is 32, which is 5, and student is 36, which is 9. 5, 9. It brings us back to the 5. So, yeah. Because we're still learning, family. And that's the key.
Yes, we are.
As long as you're still learning, you ain't dead. You ain't dead, and don't let nobody try to pour the wool over your eyes.
Yes.
So with that, family, if nobody has anything to add.
I'm going to play a song. I have a song that I want to play.
Please do.
I really think that y'all would, I hope y'all would like it. It's called The Color Purple. Okay.
Dear God, dear stars, dear trees, dear skies, dear people, dear everything. Dear God is inside me and everyone else that was or ever will be. I came into this world. When I finally looked inside, I found it just as close as my breath is to me. Just as close as my breath is to me. Offering
Okay, Brother Eddie. Well, we're back, y'all.
Okay. All right. So nobody with their hands up, so you can close the class out for today, for the evening.
Sister Parrish was trying to say something.
Oh, forgive me, Sister Parrish. I didn't hear you.
That was beautiful. Oh, my God.
Wasn't that pretty? I thought that was so pretty.
I'm imagining from that. Send that to me because I'll send it to the sister to see if she can roll with it, you know, meaning voicing that she's off the chain with her voice, her healing voice. So,
yeah.
Oh, I love that. Thank you, Sister Antoinette. Thank us, Brother Harris. Thank us, Brother D. Thank us too, Brother West. But you just didn't say what I wanted you to say.
you're trying to get him riled up.
You're
trying to get riled up, West.
Trying to egg him on.
That picture that angel right there, I'm speechless, man. I'm soaking it in on info, man.
I'll give you something to help you, Brother West. Wait a minute, here we go.
Support Papa Duck. Add this to your playlist.
That they can do anything they want to us. We might not be back. I might be in jail. I might be anywhere. But when I leave, you can remember I said with the last words on my lips that I am a revolutionary.
Lady, I'm your knight in shining armor and I love you. You have made me what I am. You have made me what I am.
What's her name? Her name Freedom. 400 years, I'm still waiting to meet her. 40 acres in the view. The government so full of shit. And black folk ain't so content. Still voting for the president. Gave you the Bible, say read it. You should've knew then. Ain't no white man gon' jump on no cross and come say your black ass. I'm sorry, bro. I ain't trying to come between your religion. But God gave you common sense for a reason. I pay attention. Planned Parenthood wanna stop us from reproducing. But they don't wanna stop the police for up in the shooting. The food that we eat, the government know it's cancerous. Doctors get paid to put your ass on dialysis. Mama sick right now, I know you heard. But don't give her them pills, my nigga, give her them herbs. Chinese buying up land in Africa and Jamaica. Acting like you sleep, my nigga, y'all better wake up. And Bill Gates, don't worry, cause we gon' get you too. Catch you at an interview, hit your ass with that woo-de-woo. I'm Haitian, so won't need no vaccination. I just called on the gods and we can settle the odds.
Only thing they gon' do is just turn against one another. Conspiracy and Rico, some shit that they don't wanna speak on. Niggas going to prison for fucking with them PPP loans. My dog at the crib, he happy, he got his stimulus. Saying to myself, this all y'all think a nigga worth. Get that shot in your arm, y'all must be crazy. From the same motherfucker.
escalating in. It quickly became a trend. Now they wearing tight pants. My nigga, shit, I'm just saying. Robot artificial, go study what's humanism. Black folks showing up dead with their organs missing. You might not like it, but Trump and Joe Biden work for the same people. So please don't get excited. And Bill Gates, don't worry, cause we gon' get you too. Catch you at an interview, hit your ass with that woo-de-woo. I'm Haitian, so won't need no vaccination. I just call on the gods and we can settle the odds.
You have gone, and made me such a fool. I'm so lost in your love.
And people in general, we coming. We coming. We coming. Coming.
Okay, that was Bill Gates by Papa Duck. Now, somebody tell me, what is the whoop-de-woo?
You know what the whoop-de-woo is? The whoop.
No.
It sounds like putting a curse on somebody, a curse or whatever.
Mm.
That's what I took it as, but what do I know, the whoop-de-woo. The way he said it, if you listen, the way he said it, sister, it's like, I'm Haitian, I'll put the whoop-de-woo, or whoop-de-hoo, or whatever.
Yes.
That's what it sounded like. I don't know. Brother West, what is the whoop-de-woo? Do you know?
The word, the thought word that what Eddie was talking about, what y'all women got. You know, y'all get mad with somebody and tell them, I put some shit on a brother. That's why I'm arguing with none of y'all women. I don't do no tongue wrapping, man. Y'all put some shit on
a
brother.
Well, that's a man
brother.
Said that he would do it.
That's that whoop-de-woo, man. Y'all women got that whoop-de-woo, man. Since I know Mama AZ done put that whoop-de-woo on a lot of people, man. You been around. You got some miles. You know what I'm talking about? Like, what her name? Miss Gill. You know what I'm talking about? So y'all women, it's thought, word, action. Okay? Once you think it and say it, it happens. See, whatever somebody say, they right. So my mission is not to tongue wrestle with nobody, especially y'all black women. Y'all ain't putting no whoop-de-woo on me. Y'all know.
But Brother West, he said he was going to do it. That
well,
was a man saying he was going to do it.
Yeah. We all got the power. That's what Eddie trying to let you tell y'all, man. We got the power with your thought, your word, and action. When you say something, it happens. So whatever somebody say, they right.
But he kept referring to himself being Haitian.
Yeah.
Putting those two together, it's like, okay, I'll put a spell on you. That's the way I
see.
When you say
a word, you put a spell. When you talk and speak, you put spells on each other, man. That's what English language about. I thought word
okay.
Action when you speak it. That's a spell. That's why when somebody tell me a word I don't know, I don't never tell them to spell it because they ain't putting shit on me. I just say, write it down. Our words cast spells. Eddie know that. Eddie, you still with
him? Brother Eddie?
He gone?
Is he still here?
He's still here.
He's here. Maybe he stepped away for a moment, but he's still here.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm in the kitchen.
Oh, there
you. I'm in the kitchen with my food, so y'all know me.
Oh, okay.
So I got you. I was
good. We appreciate it.
I was on mute.
Mine was good, Brother Eddie.
What was you saying, Brother Wes?
They was trying to figure out how, I'm trying to explain to them how the words we use cast spells, man. Same we say, cast spell. So they trying to figure out, because the brother, that song she played, he said he got the whoop-de-whoop. But we all got, man. We all got, especially them black women.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the English language about.
That's it. English is 32. Cast spells is 41. They're using the numbers behind these words to cast spells. That's what English, the confusion of English is all about if we don't recognize the game.
Yeah.
You know,
you use the wrong tone with it, too. You say the word and use the wrong tone, that wrong tone. And the words that mess somebody up, man. They want to start arguing to carry on. That's putting spells over each other, man. That's why I try to limit my words. Mama AZ, I try to limit my words. Now that I understand it about this, how they be putting spells on each other.
Yeah. Well, that is the truth.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about, us coming out. Because, again, remember, family, I'm giving all this, but this is just one way out of many to break the spell, using the word behind the number, the number behind these words. You know, other people have other ways of using incantations and casting spells. So, for me, incantations is four. That's God, knowing the power of God. Cast spells is Christ, knowing what the five can do. It's metaphysics, as above, so below. Unconditional love. That's the power of the unconditional love if used right, but it can be used wrong. And we're seeing it being used wrong in full effect by the things that we're being distracted by. So, yes. But we all have our puzzle piece that we bring to the table every time we stand on our square. We stay in our lane. We're doing our piece of the puzzle right there. So keep bringing it, family. We're doing a good job. Nobody else tells us so. I'm letting us know we're doing a good job. Just stay focused as Childish Gambino says, stay woke, family. Niggas creeping. They gonna find you. They gonna catch you sleeping. Ooh, stay woke. Niggas creeping. Don't you close your eyes. So, yes, family, keep doing it.
That's right. And I'm doing the show, man. Life was going on, man, every day. I see some more crazy stuff, man. It's wild, man. I couldn't make this up if I wanted to.
No, that you can't, Lord. It's something you can't learn.
Truth is stranger than fiction. So, no, we ain't got to make it nothing because the truth is speaking for itself. And that's what we're doing. We are speaking the truth. And we're seeing the craziness that opposes the truth, the lies that oppose the truth. You know, they won't stop at no extent to keep spreading the rumor. Look at all these rumors around me every day. I need some time to get away, see, because they're going to keep doing their job spreading these rumors, gossip and hearsay. We got to stop being, as we say it, that feedback loop, that bio-do loop. See, feeding, and we do their job better than they do by pushing their narrative, as they say it, or call it. We pushing their garbage. Every time we hollering, they, that's they shit we pushing.
Thank
so
you,
we got to stop
right
that.
On, You right on, brother. Me and you on the same page on that, man. And that right there, you're giving all your energy to these fools, man. You can't give your energy to them, man. And that's why I had to take soap and water and wash my own brain, wash all that bullshit out of my brain, man. So when somebody comes to me with all that, what you just said, I'm not giving no space in my head, man. I'm not renting no space in my head for them fools to live free in my brain, bro. That's all I can talk about is dim a day. That's in my brain, giving them free rent, man. I can't give them no free rent in my freaking head. I'm about to start cussing now, Mama OZ. When I think about that, Mama AZ took me back when I used to be with them OZ.
She dropped.
Oh, she dropped.
Okay.
Well, like my man Eddie say, bro, when I hear that, man, and I shut it down, man. I'm not giving nobody no free rent in my head by talking, focus on something else. The only person I can focus on is me. But you're right, Brother Eddie.
Yeah. That is
true. I said, knowing yourself, that's the first line of business. See, because business comes to 37, which is one. You come to one. Self comes to one. Know comes to one. Your business is to know thyself first. Then everything else comes second. Once you know yourself, know who you are, your position to whatever you believe in, then you go from there. You know, but most people don't start from that point. They start from the outside being told what and how to do this, that, and the others. You know, that was all part of the educational system, their brainwashing system, to keep us doing what they decided upon is education. You know, instead of being edified to induce and bring out the gifts that are in each and every one of us that we're born with. As they say, our inherited gift from the Creator. And never have a chance to cultivate and develop that, but that's what we're doing now, helping one another see what it is that's coming from within whomever you're talking to and help them cultivate that gift that's inside for them to give away once they recognize that gift. Because I used to say that to a lot of people. What's your purpose, man? What's your gift? What are you here for? And I get a crazy-ass look like, what you talking about? Damn, but wasn't that plain enough? Do you have a purpose? We ain't talking about your job. That's somebody else you're working to pay bills. You know, what's your purpose? Have you ever gave that thought? What's your gift that you were sent here to do?
Somebody said the most important days of our life is the day we come in the world, and the other one is the day we figured out why we here. So everybody, we all down here to do something. Got a job, man. We come down here to be bullshit. We got a job, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, people are slowly but surely figuring that out, and the job ain't the work for nobody else. You have a specific job, task. You know, a specific assignment that we're supposed to do. We're supposed to recognize along our journey, along this human experience that we call it. You know, because that's all it is. It's a human experience. We're spiritual beings. This is why we're getting back to the spiritual realm and talking spiritual. We're spiritual beings in a physical and material plane in this vessel that we call a body. So now we're experiencing that higher state of being, and it's time. It's Aquarius. It's the age of Aquarius, that change of revealing that's happening that everybody seems to be talking about. But it's because it's in the atmosphere. It's in the air. It's in the wind. It's always been here, and it's just us now being realigned with the time because of, I always say we are only in the position we are as being melanated people because of our disobedience. way back there somewhere in our family line, we got too cocky. We thought that we were the gods, the same way a lot of these white people today want to be God, want to create, want to power, you know, want to do all this shit. And, you know, so, yeah, it's just that everything is getting back in order, again, regardless if they want to or not, you know, and we feel it. We're talking it. You know, we're manifesting these things, and that's what they're trying to do with this so-called global warming. I'm sorry, this climate change, because the climate is our attitude that they have now picked up on is changing. Because climate, attitude, same thing. Guess what? Algorithms, the same thing. See, the climate of our attitude is the algorithms they're listening to that they're using to figure it out. That's why we keep hearing algorithms. That's no more than the sixth that is coming from the words that we're now using that shows them our climate, our attitude is changing. They want to put it on the weather. Again, got us looking this way when it's that way. It's all about us, family. We the key. Keep saying we the key, we the key. And if we don't know we the key, they got us beat right there because we don't even recognize who we are.
Yep,
that's
once
why
we find out who we are, children of Israel, and when you say we went bad, I say it's on the, when we had them Ten Commandments and them laws and commandments and statutes of the Most High, Negro Star, they're worshiping all kind of crazy stuff, and also, who you think killed Yeshua? Who you think killed Jesus, man? Some niggas turned him in, man. They turned him in. That's what we messed up, man. They went to Caesar, and Caesar said, "This y'all king." What the Negroes say? No, that nigga ain't not our king. Caesar, you our king. There you go. There you go, man. So we had to go through this, man. For me, I'm getting back to the laws, commandments, and statutes, man. I'm trying to just do it right now, man. I ain't doing out here coming to nobody's wife, but then that's me, man. But like I say, when I saw the ignorance, oh, man, that means time getting short, man, for sure. I think time getting short, man. That's another sign, man. Stuff in the flip. And when that last plague hit, man, this last plague, like everybody talking about, because I sent y'all the thing where FedEx has been sending a whole bunch of body bags all over the country, and they got these coffins down here in Georgia. And one more plague, ain't gonna be no joke, man. So I'm just hoping to pass over, let that pass over me. And so anyway, it's fun. I'm gonna just try to ride this guy, and I don't want no aid whooping from God, man. That's the only person out. The only thing I fear is the Most High. I don't fear no man, no dog, no cat, no wolf, no other person. I fear God, man. I'm trying to do right.
That's it. That's who will inherit the earth, the meek and the righteous. Just be right, family, the righteous.
Only you, we're the day of judgment, man. Only you know what you, if you good, only at the day you know what you're doing. So all I'm here trying to keep wet and right and tight, man. I ain't here to judge nobody else, man. I just do my part, man, to try to. Yep, I'm plugging out people from the Matrix, man. Because God don't do stupid, man. You can't blame no God for being stupid these days, man.
I'm laughing. Interesting you said that, because I use it different ways, too, because, again, like I said, when we say a word, that definition of the word is where we go right away to what they said this word means. So when a word like stupid comes about, I like to see how it's used, because stupid is the number of God, but we know God ain't stupid. But it is understanding that stupid is the conspiracy that we allow others to tell us that this is a conspiracy. Conspiracy is 31. Stupid is 31. Guess what? Dumb is 13. So are you dumb or stupid? What did you listen to? What did you eat? And we ain't talking about food that you put in your mouth. You're talking about food for the brain, food for thought.
Yes, sir.
And that's what a lot of people are eating, the wrong thing, you know, with their thought first. Mm-hmm. And this is the this is what we getting when people ain't even thinking right. When, you know, thinking right is just a positive thought. See, and can't nobody tell you how to think positive. All you got to do is do that yourself. People like to waddle, as they say, in the negative. In misery, in pain, we all go through it. But this is what they say, mm-hmm. You got to pick yourself up. Shit, can't nobody,
yep.
We can help you get up, but shit, if you don't want to stay up, you want to keep falling, shit, you know. I'm going to have to let you lay down there, shit, until you're ready to get up, you know. So that's what it is. A lot of people ready to lay down, don't want to do nothing but pass along the shit, or better yet, the program that they've been given, and people don't want to do the work, which means research and investigate.
Yes, sir.
See,
mm-hmm.
That's the key. And when they don't do that, then all they're doing is flapping their gums, bumping their lips, talking out the side of their neck. Come on. Sure.
Yeah, it is. I hate people that try to bring me down with them, man, because they low frequency vibration. Hey, I got to keep stepping. You can't bring me down at that low level. I got to stay up, man. But you're right, brother.
That's it. You said you ain't trying to judge. You trying to do what you're here to do. And that's just to lead. And you leading anybody is leading yourself by being the example that you've been put here to be. See, that's the leader that we all are. Be the damn example and be the best example of the who. That's you that you're supposed to be. And that's it. No more, no less. And if we do that and stay on that point, you know, we shouldn't have no problems. But people want to ad lib and throw shit in and this, that, and the other. And, you know, should get all in disarray and we be all out the box. You know, talking stuff that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. You know.
Yeah.
And that's what we got to stop. Like Derek said, the 55 years of King's assassination is this year, 55 years, and we still talking the same shit the King then was talking back then. See?
And to me, 55 is the speed limit, man. The speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's fun, man. It's still fun. And we made progress. What perturbed me when all people want to do is blame black people, man. Talk bad about black. Come on, man. Something good we made here this far, man. I look at what our ancestors and what people before me went through, man. These Negroes got that damn computer in their hand. Like you say, don't research nothing. The technology we got now. And these fools still complaining, man. They like the 400, what they were, people in Egypt, man. I mean, in the wilderness for 40 years, man. When the road was right across the street. All they had to do was cross the street. They would have been in the promised land. Instead of sitting there complaining and carrying on and doing all, I wouldn't say stupid, but ignorant stuff with all these idols mm-hmm. and doing crazy stuff and the salvation right there across the street, man. They sitting there complaining for 40 years. It's funny to me, man.
Well, what's the similar thing we doing now? We right across the street from our promised land. It starts within that land of our own mental thinking. And again, we right here, right across the street, right at the door, and we want to blame white people. We want to blame other black people. We want to blame everybody else instead of stepping up to the plate and taking the responsibility of making that change, doing that investigating, doing that research, doing whatever it is you have to do to learn and get the information you need for your rights. See, all of these lessons we're learning and all of this information is dealing with our rights. See, and it's our basic damn human rights that's being taken away. See, they know we fought 50 years ago, 55 years ago for your civil rights, and that didn't change shit.
because we didn't understand we were already civil. If I can have a conversation with you without any discernment, argument, then we're being civil with one another. So why would I ask for something that I already am, not knowing that the number of civil was 20 or 2? Well, people are 2. People are already civil when they have conversations. So, no, it was about our damn human rights, because if you were saying we were treated like cattle or chattel slavery and animals, then that's not human, damn it. That's the right we should have been fighting for. See?
Yes.
We wouldn't be in this predicament right now talking about AI, artificial intelligence, you know, at the point we're at. Not saying that we would have stopped it, because this was a plan that they've always had. Because, again, the only difference that we got, AI and all this shit they trying to build, is that being real means we have a spirit. We got a soul. A machine, android, AI ain't got no damn soul.
I'm AI. So I just flipped that around, man. She flipped their damn words around.
Oh, yeah.
God made me AI, an individual, and work for I am, man. I don't flip it. I take whatever they give me, and I flip it on their ass, man.
That's what
everything
we're supposed to do.
I flip it, man. I flip every damn thing. They words, everything, man. Like a pen. They number the goddamn. What you want? What were you? A flapjack, a damn pancake. I flip that shit and go to eat. Just like you flip this shit in a pancake. I was looking for some damn some apples and shit. Right? I bought some green apples, and I know they was bioengineered. See, they changed the word from GMO to bioengineered. So I ate about 2 or 3 of them. I just let one sit for a while, man. It been sitting there on my counter almost a month, man. It still looked the same, man. So what I say, well, I'm going to flip this shit. If the apple lasts a long time and don't decay, if I eat that fucker, then I ain't going to decay. I'm going to live to be 100 or something, man. See how I flipped this shit on their ass? It got seeds in it, though. I say, damn, the apple ain't going to never damn decay. So if I eat the damn thing, it gonna make me live forever. You know what I'm talking about? I just flip on their ass.
All right.
Flip on their ass.
Well, that's a good way of thinking about it, Wes. I like that.
See, everything they gonna try to do to us is good. We gonna flip on it. Flip it on them, man. So the shit they meant to kill us, all they gonna do is make us superhumans, man. Except for that shot, I ain't taking that. Hell no. But
I'm not
talking
that either. They can keep their
jobs. Because I done heard some funeral home directors say all this food that we eat, the people already don't need no environment, but they already preserved by eating this fucked up bioengineered food. So I'm going to flip the script and live forever on their bioengineered food. Try not to. But it's all a mind thing. I'm flipping everything they give me, man. Use, like you say, Eddie, what Bruce, you say, take what they give you and use it to your advantage.
Mm-hmm.
That's the auto walk, auto walk.
That's it. So, yeah, family. Anyway, family, I'm finna go ahead and shut it down because I'm finna feed my face real good and finish this little reading I have to do for tonight, because I promised somebody I'm reading a book, so I got to put time and effort every day in a little reading, because it's a big book. It's a big book, but again, it's interesting, so it's keeping my attention. So with that, family, we done did an hour. 45 minutes, so we know we're 45 minutes over, and hopefully we still have other family members still listening in, and
we do. We still have people here, but nobody has their hands up, and I think now it may be too late, because you know, we're...
We're at that time.
And overtime, I don't know if... Yeah.
Right, you can't pull him in now.
Mama AZ, Mama AZ still online, and she just called me. So
no,
she's
not here now.
My phone went off. Are you guys still on there?
Yeah, we're still here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, my phone cut off.
Okay.
Oh.
That's what
I'm ready to say it back.
Oh, okay, but I had to call Brother Wes. I didn't know. Okay. All right, everything happens for a reason. I had a question, Brother Wes. That's why I reached out to you. But anyway, all right. Sister Antoinette?
Yes.
Okay, I am so grateful that you are doing for us what you do, my sister. I was going to call you a little later because I was cutting my phone off and putting it in the other room. And then something,
yeah.
You know, reach out to Brother West and I'll be dang, y'all still on the thing. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
What do I need to know?
Pardon me?
What do I need to know? I said, what do I need to know?
About what?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just saying, what is it that I need to know? Is it any other information? Is Brother Harris, are you still on the line too?
Yeah.
Yeah, Brother West was getting deep and he was saying some stuff for you and asked for you,
yeah.
But your phone had dropped in. So he had something, he was getting fired up. Like, okay, Mother, you need to hear this because he was going there, but your phone
yes,
had
he
dropped.
Was.
You missed where
okay,
he was. So that's all that
And
that,
that's
that
what
happened.
I don't think you'll be able to get in the archives. Well, maybe so.
Example,
looks like
man.
No, they haven't measured it yet.
That's a perfect example, man. I made that thought and May spoke that word, and she called it. See how it worked out?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay, Brother Wes, what I heard it. I swear to God, I heard say, call Brother Wes. Call Brother. Okay, what was it that you were relaying on my behalf?
That they, whatever they give us, you flip it to your advantage, and you got to
yeah,
work.
Yeah, you were talking about
us,
the food. You were talking about the apple,
the
Brother Wes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had an apple that, bought some apples that don't want to spoil and won't stay right. It's got seeds in it. So I said I ate some of it, so that means I'm going to live to be 100 and something. Since the apple don't want to die, I eat the damn apple and be 100 years old.
Take
the shit what they give me. And use it to my advantage.
Okay. All righty. Well, I'll take that to the bank.
Yeah.
We must be careful of really what we eat. And I do know this. We got to do something about growing some sprouts or something that we can, you know, nourish our bodies with because this is getting ridiculous. Nothing tastes right anymore. Nothing.
No, I brought a greenhouse, so I said I'm really going to get out there. So I brought a greenhouse that way. I don't have to worry about. Pardon me.
You got a greenhouse, Miss Antoinette?
I brought one, so it'll go up in maybe like the beginning of April,
mm-hmm.
But I'm going to start sprouting and start them off in the house. So I'm going to try to work on that this weekend.
What are you going to sprout them with? I mean, in is what I meant to say.
Pots.
And what do you...
Pots and put them in the windowsill.
Okay. Now, you know... you can take milk cartons and all of that other. You don't
mm-hmm.
have to really buy anything.
Yeah. Yeah, but
okay.
I'm going to need that. They still have to go on pots to go in the greenhouse anyway.
Okay. All right. Well, then now that I know that, I will be sending you some of this Tiki Talk and others that I get when I'm surfing. Well, I don't surf. My phone will beep, and I push the following button thing, and then I get, you know, all kinds of stuff that tells you how to use milk crates or milk jugs or bottles or water bottles, and even, you know, how to water your plants. And if it's cold, you get an umbrella. I have saw a video. You get an umbrella, a clear umbrella, and you cover your plants. You put them in the round, you know, or in a fire circle, and then you cover them to keep them from freezing. And I thought that was
Okay.
You can go to Dollar Store, those little umbrellas, and cut the tip off. And stick it down in your earth.
Okay.
The plant. You understand what I just told you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I love that. But see, by mine being in the greenhouse, they're covered, but that's still good for, you know, if I don't have enough room and I have to just do some, you know, when pots and stuff, and put it on my patio.
Right.
That's good.
It's a whole bunch of things that you can go up on the internet. You don't have to buy anything. I'll be conscious of that. And when something neat comes across my way, I'll see if I can send it to you.
Oh, thank you. I truly would appreciate that. As my daughter had nerve to tell me that she wanted to grow potatoes. And I'm like, potatoes, girl, that requires digging. I'm not up to digging. That's the reason why I said I was just going to put it in pots and put it in the greenhouse.
No, it is. There are easy ways to do something. If you're not in a wheelchair, you know, then you pretty much got it mastered. I'm not able to do certain things here at this complex, but that's okay because there are other things that I'm fine-tuning myself to deal with. So family, Brother Wes, I'm going to sign off, and I'll reach back at you the next time, Brother Wes, because there's something that I wanted to ask you about.
Okay, anytime. But our potatoes, I remember when I was in school, we used to grow them in water. After that, you could grow a potato in water.
You used to grow them in what? In water?
In water.
Really?
Yeah, you like hydroponics. Yeah, I remember that experiment in school.
Huh.
Growing potatoes in water. Like Mama AZ, just a fun time. You can find about anything, man. Research on the internet.
Yeah.
But don't be messing with no umbrella outside now when it's thunder and lightning now. I don't want to see y'all getting executed now.
No, Lord, I don't either. But that's what I said. I mean, everything, either go in the greenhouse and, you know, so you just walk in there and just, you know, pick what you want. I said the only thing that I'll be able to grow in there is probably like tomatoes. I don't know. I mean, it's big, so I may be able
to.
I don't know.
You get yourself alien seeds. I got a whole bunch of alien, what you call it, heirloom seeds. Get some of them alien seeds. Tomatoes easy to grow. I grew mine a couple of years ago in a 5-gallon bucket outside. And so I had to bring them in inside because I didn't want the alien mules to get them. I brought the tomatoes in. But, yeah, it's easy to grow stuff now, man. Plus, you be grounded.
Alligators. Wait a minute. You got alligators that come up to your door?
No, not alligators. I say it's easy to grow anything in a 5-gallon bucket. You can grow anything.
Yes.
But, no, no alligators right where I live. I got some deer and stuff, all kind of some deer and some, what you call them things, some coyotes.
Oh, yeah.
But And I'm hoping, anyway, I don't want to say what I want to see happen. But I'm sick of these.
Well, look, we got foxes around here. We got foxes around here, brother. Brother West, they're coming from the forest and stuff, from the woods. Because they're messing with their homeland, so they're coming out. And they have had some coyote sightings, and, deer is everywhere. But I haven't had them in my yard. What I have had in my yard was some daggone skunks. You got a remedy for them? Huh?
You go on the internet and learn how to repair any animal you can naturally. Because I found out how to get cats out of my yard. I use a whole bunch of natural remedies because them cats like to go to the bathroom right around my door. And so I found out cats. So it might work on skunks. Well, you put some lemon, squeeze the lemon, leave the lemon peels, post some vinegar out there. Mm-hmm. The last resort I learned, I had to do like a lion and put my own scent out there. So I put a urinated bottle and pulled my urination out there around my door to keep them cats. They smell me. They get the hell on.
Okay, well, Brother Russ, I'm not going to do that.
Yes. If you don't want to ride, you want to smell a skunk. Your stuff ain't going to bother you. That comes from you. You mark your territory like they do. So I mark my territory, and I keep the cats around my door. I'd rather smell meat in there. You know what I'm talking about? Hell, I pay them all this money around here. They can't take over this place.
Yeah, and they will take over. No, what I'm having the problem with now is my neighbor's dogs. My neighbors, they don't watch their dogs, and their dogs just go.
Right.
And they're in my front yard. So, it's like, oh, my goodness, I got to watch where I step.
That's bad, man. I hate that.
Yeah.
You get you one of these bop guns, that one of them sound weapons. That'll get them dogs around your yard. Every time I see
well,
one,
I said, I'm going to put up a gate out front.
Yeah, that's what you got to do, because I'm hoping one of these damn coyote get one of these dogs. They like to run in my backyard, and so when I turn that bop gun on, I run them back in the woods or back home. I'm hoping a coyote will have lunch one day.
Oh, my. I don't want to see that, Brother West.
I do, because I'm tired of them. You ready for them to do to go in your yard, you'd be glad for a coyote to make a
no. But you know one good thing about cats is they keep away the rodents.
That's what I hear. I had one day. I got sick. I thought I was having a stroke, so I called the paramedics, right? And I found out I'm allergic to cheese. I didn't mess cheese up, so it gave me a headache. So the paramedics got here. They left my dog on the door open, right? So I'm sitting there talking. A cat come in and just sat down by the door like he was checking me out.
Oh, my.
I said, could y'all please shut my door and run the gas? Was that my cat? I said, no, that's not my cat. But he come in here and just sit out and looking at me.
He was making sure that you were all right, Wesley. He was checking on you. But look, now, did you just develop an allergic reaction to cheese? Was it something new?
Yes, ma'am.
You know what?
They put in the cheese and mess it up.
Now, you know what? I have drank root beer soda, my whole life. I mean, I went like 15, 20 years without drinking sodas at all. But the last two times that I was in the hospital, would you believe it was because of a root beer soda? My daughter figured it out when I was in the hospital. And she told me, she said, Mom, each time you drank this soda, and I don't drink at all. I just take a sip or two, and then I can't breathe. And the last time when I was in the hospital, I went out. I doubt or however you want to say it, but I passed out. That's the word. I passed out, and I woke up, and there's people working over top of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they done jacked up all the food. I can't even drink a Pepsi. My ex used to love Pepsi. And so when I drink a Pepsi, I get a headache, man. It'll jack all this food up, man. So
yeah, so now
God tell me to move on. That's time for God tell me to quit eating that and change everything up. That's all it is, man.
Yeah, because I know.
I used to put cheese on everything. I used to put cheese on everything. I used to cheat, and I almost hit my head, almost bust.
And I say, I know, look, now I'm scared of root beer. I know somebody even offered me, Brother Ray said, you know, has some sacrifice there. And I told him, I'm scared of it. I'm scared of sacrifice because I know that's what they make root beer from. And, you know, I told him, I said, I remember when I was a child, my great aunt used to make root beer. So then we used to have to go and pick the sacrifice. Because it grew wild, and I'm like, nah, now I'm scared of it now. Even though it got health benefits, I'm scared
wild.
Of it. Pardon
if
me?
Find something wild, and if you find something wild growing in your yard, then that's good. It's the whatever else they put. I believe they talk about they putting that damn, what's that stuff, MSNG back in food now, too. I saw that.
Okay,
yeah,
and I know I can't take that. Okay, well, I know I can't handle that. Yeah, see, that's not good.
But anyway, sister, I'm about ready to run. I'm about ready to run now. Get me some sleep.
Yeah.
Get me some sleep. We talking it all, okay?
All right. Well, thank you for coming. Y'all have a good night. I'm sorry, Brother Ray.
God bless you. Yeah.
And God bless you, too.
See, you're doing a good thing, man, by bringing us together there.
Well, we got to stay together. We got to just keep it working. But see, we got to thank Brother Eddie. Brother Eddie does the work. I'm his assistant.
Yeah, he
Brother
doing
Eddie
good.
Is
everybody
the one who does
job.
The work. Yes.
But you are
right.
You are the motherboard, Sister Antoinette. And see,
yeah.
Mother 26, board is 14. 26 plus 14 is the 40. See, that's that 4.
Mm-hmm.
That's God in you. It brings us together. See, you control the switchboard, as they used to call the operator that controls the switchboard. You control
yeah.
the party line. Party line is 31 to 4. See, the motherboard controls the party line. And the party line, you the operator that brings everybody together. You are the connector. So, yes, you have a very important job because without you, we wouldn't be talking.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Appreciate.
You just keep doing what you're doing, and don't worry about you. I ain't Brother Eddie. Nah, we all got a part to play, and you playing your part, doing your part very well. Just keep on doing it.
That's right.
And with that,
yes,
family,
I'm his assistant.
We going to sign off, family. And
yeah.
Get some
yeah.
love off. It's 11 my time, 12 y'all time, and yeah, y'all just lay back and relax and chill out, chillax, and until the next episode, we're going to continue this and keep it going.
Yeah.
Y'all keep that cold weather up there. Y'all keep that cold weather up there, all right? Appreciate it.
It'll be 50 Sunday, but we're supposed to have a couple of days where I think Friday or Saturday is supposed to drop down to like 3 below, but I'm not going out the house, and I have to turn on the heat then because of my pipes, and I hate that. I hate that I have to turn on the heat.
Yeah, they ran that side out for all these Negroes to get out of the cold. Ain't nobody going out the cold protesting they BS sign, man. Smart Negroes say,
you know what? Who knows?
It's the backfire on the ass again.
I don't know. I want to see some snow. We had a dusting this morning. Just a dusting.
Yeah,
and you know what? It seemed like it hit everybody's yard but mine. My yard did not get any. But I see where my neighbors got it and everything else, and I wanted it. But it was just a dusting.
In New York,
what's
it never going almost 300 and something days without no snow. New York, almost a year without no snow in New York. You tell me they ain't jacking up this weather, man.
We haven't either. We haven't really gotten any snow here.
But it's doing it. It's doing
it. We need a good snow. No, we need a good snow to kill off these germs. And you remember that, Brother West. Remember the old folks used to always say, we need a good snow to kill off these germs.
Yeah, but it's manufactured snow now, man. But anyway, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, my sister, I'm going to catch y'all on the next episode. To be continued.
Okay, well, y'all have a good night. Thank you, everyone, for being with us. And I can't play anything to play us out. But y'all have a good evening, and we'll catch you next week. All right, bye, y'all. I got to find the button. Okay, come on, phone.